Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome. Welcome to Foul Monkeys, where Roger is never ready. Put your phone down because it's too late. No need in looking for it. Hi, this is Ricky. You're listening to Foul Monkeys, recorded out of Rogers Park, Chicago.
You know, when you start off like that, you give a really bad juju to the show.
Oh, so I
need
do.
You to there quit was being bad a dick.
There was bad juju before we even started.
There was not bad juju before.
You should have.
Everything was fine.
I can't help it. You're not prepared.
It's right.
I cannot. Oh, it's yes. not me. Uh-huh. It's you that's not prepared.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I did it for you, so it's okay.
Yeah, perfect. You should have done it for
Hi,
me from the get-go.
Roger.
Ugh. God, it's such a pain in my fucking ass.
You like it. You know you do.
Anyways.
You guys, this is episode 620. It is a Thursday afternoon. We're clearly not in the mood, but we have to do this. And we don't even get paid. We have to do it.
Yeah. We don't get tipped. Yeah. Clearly our services
you
are
get
worth
tipped.
Clearly our services are worth zero because we get nothing.
For all hey, you, we get emails and
for,
we get phone
for
calls.
For all you talkers out there.
We get emails and we get phone calls.
That's
oh my God, Roger.
That's not a monetary tip.
Is it? Is it kind of sad?
I hear echoes. Can you turn down the headphones?
No. Is it kind of sad that... how do we normally do this? That there's no echo.
It's because the headphones are really loud. So if you just turn,
but how do I turn the neck? Where are they?
Right there, that one. Yeah,
is that one?
Better. Okay, yes, okay, good.
I hope it doesn't mess up anything else.
No, that should be fine.
So you know what is sad?
Okay,
is while we're in Pride 48, there's a certain podcast that's going to be in Chicago doing a live show, and I kind of want to be there instead.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. Throwing Shade's gonna be here again. They're gonna be here like August 27th.
Well, that fucking sucks for them. That we're not gracing them with their presence.
Right. That's exactly what they're worried about.
Right. Is that what you were worried about?
Yes. I was like, oh my God, what are they gonna do without our faces there again this year?
And mind you, we were tweeting with them, so they were live tweeting mm-hmm. with them.
Correct.
So, would you like an Oreo lemon?
I don't like lemon flavored things. Oh, thank you, though.
Well, suck a big dick. Would you like a s'mores?
I'll take a s'mores.
Okay.
Do I have to suck a big dick for that, too? Because I will.
No, you could suck vagina for that.
Oh. I've done that before. Not really. I haven't. Or have I?
Anyway, so right off the bat, I just want to address something really quickly.
Oh, Lord. We got an address really quickly already?
Yes. Don't come for me unless I call for you.
What is that about?
Let them figure it out. Don't come for me unless I call for you.
Okay.
anyways.
I don't want to eat on the show because...
Oh, I know, because Hendrix can have a conniption if I eat on the show.
As you put your cookie down.
Oh, no, I'm still going to eat it.
Mm-hmm. So it's Thursday. It's July. He's like,
I don't
surgery.
Even know if I can actually, I don't even you guys know if I can actually eat it. I think I'm going to have to like,
poor Roger, y'all just had the worst week ever. Oh I mean, God. Could you start it out?
So on Thursday, no, I'm sorry. Yesterday, I got a root canal, but it's not even done. It's so my dentist extracted the root and the nerve yesterday. And it's my tooth is still sore. So like it's, I don't
wait,
know.
Wait, what else do they do to it?
They just they prepare it so that when that way they could put in the so next in like 2 weeks I have to go back so that they can fit me for a crown, and then what they'll do is they'll create the hole. Yesterday what they did was they took out the nerve, they took out the root, and then they filled it with cement. And so what is painful right now is that there was so much trauma to that area, like the gum and the cavity that holds a tooth hurts because now like everything's gone.
I'm like, you know what? Knock me out and do everything.
No, well, that's not even. Because
you have to wait for the crown, right?
Right. So I didn't feel anything. So like right now, it's the only thing that hurts is just because like that area is so like tender. Because they did so much, like, I mean, I'm not even lying to you. I'm not kidding you. It sounds like they set up a construction site in my mouth and fucking drilled on the concrete because that's what it fucking felt. The week before, what she did was she was going to, so last week I went in there, like I explained on the last show, I went in there to go get it checked because I was having pain and ended up finding out that I have a cavity. So she was like, I'm going to fill it. I said, go ahead.
On the same tooth?
On the same tooth. Oh. So she, because this was before we found out I had a root canal. Yeah.
Just take all your money.
Oh, I have another thing to talk about that. So anyway, so luckily I have really good dental insurance. So she was like, we're going to go ahead and fill it because I see cavity.
Oh my God, didn't that hurt worse?
As she's drilling. Well, no, because I'm numb. So I don't feel anything. As she's drilling to clean out, she's like, you know what? I'm going to replace your filling. She's like, because it's silver. And she's like, we need it. I rather put it for like tooth color. That's what she uses now.
Porcelain.
Yeah, the porcelain color. And then so as she's excavating, as I like to call her, excavating or whatever, however you pronounce that name.
Pronounce that name.
The word. She literally is like, oh no.
Oh.
Never words you want to hear from a dentist as they're in your mouth. She's like,
unless that's a guy and he's like, oh.
No. She's like, well, here's the problem.
Excuse me, y'all.
I see pink. That's not a good sign because that means pink, that they see your roots.
Oh, through the tooth?
Yes. So as she was like cleaning and drill, you know, like getting all that stuff out, she was like, there's nothing I can do. She's like, if I fill it. She's like, I guarantee you're going to come back here with pain again because, A, your teeth are extremely sensitive and there's just, it's exposure to the root. And she's like, so eventually you're going to feel it. And she's like, so what I recommend is you do a root canal. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Just fucking take the tooth. Like, at this point, just fucking do something, get it out. I just don't
want
to feel
pain. Would you want your tooth pulled, though? Which one is it? No, God, which one is it? Which one is it?
This one right here.
Oh yeah, you kind of need that one because if you smile and you don't have a tooth there,
It's a ghetto. Well, I mean, just get a fake one.
No, so, you just put a Chiclet in there.
Yeah,
or a white M&M.
Right, exactly.
Ooh, but then it would turn brown. No, don't do that.
And so I was like, I can't, like, just do it. And so she drilled it, got all the gunk out. She put medicine in there to keep it from getting an infection. Once that was all taken care of, she sent me on my merry way. Fast forward to
your
yesterday.
Your Mary Kay way?
Yeah. Fast forward to yesterday. I go in there, and then she's now drilling, removing the root and the nerve. So in every person's tooth, most people have two cavities in every tooth where that houses.
You don't mean cavities as in bad. You mean little spaces.
Yes.
For like your
crevices
gum.
Yeah. They're called cavities, even though it's not like the cavity for sugar or whatever. So she's like, well, we have a problem. At this point, I'm like, it's been like 45 minutes that she's been working on my tooth. And it's just moving back and forth, sticking things up in there, like little, like things that were like this long that mm-hmm. she was like shoving in there. And of course, like, I can't feel it. So.
And you don't need a raw rooftop mouth.
No, because mm-hmm. apparently it's miscellaneous. Right. Is what it is. So then she finds out that she is like, oh my God, I can't seem to find your second canal, like your second cavity. I'm like, what? And she's like, well, there's 9% of people have one canal in there. Right? Let's call them canal because it's
freaks. Different.
And she's like, freaks. And those people are usually, freaks. Right? She's like,
in the
you
sheets.
Are one of those, right?
You're a freak, like, in the sheets.
Right.
And on the streets.
And on the streets, right. And so I was like, okay. I was like, God, I've like, every time I come here, it's like I'm extra with everything.
Wait, did you have to pay her for the filling?
No.
Oh, I was going
to say. Because she, yeah, they don't do that. So then I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, well, I was like, so what does that mean? And she's like, well, what happens is she's like, because she took x-rays, she couldn't see anything. And then she's like, so basically what this means right now is that I'm going to fill it and hope that I didn't miss it. And later on, because if I did, it's going to be very painful for you. And I was like, and she's like, and at that point, I'm going to have to send you to a specialist.
And then that means more cha-ching for me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, so I'm like, no. I was like,
just give me dentures.
Just go. Right. It's like, no. You need to find it. So she goes, let me try to go in there again and see, you know, because it's like the top tooth and, you know, I'm sure it's really difficult for them to see.
You guys, it's the tooth right next to the canine tooth going back.
Yeah, it's like front, canine. It's one after the, like, it's two from the canine.
This one's canine, the sharp one.
Yeah, so it's like this front. Oh, yeah. It's a, you're right.
I know.
And so anyway, so she finally finds it and she's like, I got it. She's like, good. She's like, I've got all the stuff out. She's like, you're good to go. And then she puts the cement in. Tell me why I almost knocked her the fuck out.
Because you felt it?
Yes, because what happens is that when they're filling the canals, it spreads, but it also spreads to potentially the other nerves and the teeth on the side of it. And I was like, da, 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 oh my God. And she's like, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was just filling it with cement.
Hate it. Did you get the shot in the roof of the mouth? No. Did you get that shot?
No.
Because sometimes, like, when you get your mouth numbed, they give you a shot in the roof of your mouth and your eyes are like this.
Really? I've never had that. She always does the side.
Oh.
She'll take a little anesthetic. Bit of, like, yeah, and then she numbs it, and then she'll do the shot.
And she does airplane needle because she thinks you're, like, because you're acting like you're two, and you're like,
oh, I hate needles. No. That is not how it works. Let me interpret what happens when I'm there. I'm like, oh, my God. 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 And then she... She'll go with the needle and she sticks in the first one, and the first one is fine because it's not that bad, but she doesn't, it's really odd because she has a steady hand, but when you're just holding it in there and she's going like this,
filling it up.
It's, you know, your hand kind of starts to shake because you're trying to be as steady as possible and the needle moves in your cheek and it's the most painful thing.
I have to say I've been very fortunate that I've never had any major tophthalmos problems.
Oh my God, you are so fucking lucky.
I've never.
Do you have any cavities?
I have a few, but I got them as an adult, not as a child. I don't know why, because as a child, we were poor and didn't go to a dentist. I didn't go to my first dentist until I was like 20 or something.
That's probably why.
Yeah, I'm going to the dentist and it just fucks up everything.
I
don't have that many. I think I have three.
Add 24 to that.
Oh my God. No, I haven't had a cavity since I've been like 21, 22.
I'm not lying to you.
But every time I go in, she's like, oh, your mouth is so boring. I don't have anything to do. I'm like, no, you want money. That's what you want.
No, I have 27 or 28 cavities.
My doctor's office, you know, they do the porcelain tooth thing too now. They don't, most places don't do the metal anymore.
No, well, because a lot of them, well... And I don't know, and if we have any dentist listeners, like, I don't...
Oh, we used to have a dentist listener. Remember, he got really mad at us. Remember that one person that, like, messaged us? About that was what? A dentist.
About what?
I don't know. It was, like, a year ago, but he was a dentist.
I don't remember that.
And then he got really mad and then didn't listen to us anymore.
I remember the doctor that was fake me and out on
What's
Facebook.
Up with all the medical people that don't like us? We can't help it. We're certified in everything.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's because, so I don't know if it's the new metal that they're using or if it's old metal, but the metal that a lot of studies have shown with people who have thyroid issues, that it stems from the metal that they have put in their teeth. Like, over time, it starts to, like, go into the...
Yeah, they don't use metal anymore. Like they only use porcelain.
Yeah. So I, and she doesn't like most of mine.
Or gold.
Are metal. Like they're like aluminum or something. And now they're.
It's like mercury or something.
Something like that.
No, it's not mercury. That'll drive you crazy.
That would kill you. But it's a, yeah, it's some sort of metal. And anyways, they put it in your teeth. Now what they're doing is they're just taking all that stuff out.
I was shocked when, because the one that she replaced with the porcelain was a metal one. Mm-hmm. And.
Oh my God, I'm having literally deja vu right now. We've had this conversation in my head.
Oh, weird.
It's like this. Don't put the cookie weirdest
down. Put
fucking,
the cookie down.
It's
put
the weirdest down. Fucking thing ever.
And it was really weird because I didn't think they would be able to do it in one day, but they have like a little machine that they stick. They take an impression of your tooth. Mm-hmm. They stick it in this machine and it makes a porcelain filling there. Like in the office. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. My doctor, she fills the porcelain with.
No, this is like carved out. It's fit, made perfectly to fit inside your tooth. It's not like clay or it's really weird.
Yeah, no. What she does with my doctor, the way she does it is she fills the tooth with that stuff and then she shaves it down so that it fits the roof of my.
Oh, my God. Speaking of dentists, did you see that picture of John Lee Hart on Facebook with his mouth wide open?
Oh, yeah.
That literally
teeth whitened.
Scared the shit out of me.
If
I was like, oh my God.
If I were to do that, my teeth would, I would never be able to drink like cold water. I would never be able, because my teeth are so super sensitive. Because I've thought about that. But the problem is that my teeth are so sensitive. Like I couldn't.
Why does it have to look that way? I mean, why can't it look a little nicer?
Well, because it's, you know.
And why did it have silver stuff all around?
It's probably to protect his gums. Because it was blue and then red, right? Because it was
red and then it was like silver stuff
no,
on his gum
blue.
Line.
The
I was so scared. I don't even know what color it was. But
stupid.
I'm like, I'll just use my Crest wipe strips if I have to, which make my teeth hurt too. So
yeah. But I would like to have my teeth a little whiter.
Y'all, this is the Foul Monkeys podcast where we talk about poop, periods, and dental work.
Yes. So needless to say, I think Christina,
mm-hmm.
is that her? I always confuse it with Christine or Christina, from Greetings from Nowhere. I think she will probably appreciate that I'm talking about this because she's had dental work done and mm-hmm. like emergency stuff done. She will oblige to my pain because it's like, I mean... And it's not so much during, because like during the only thing that I find really painful is the needle, the shots, the first shots, and then the aftermath. So like the beginning and then the remainder, because it's like I just have really sensitive teeth. I can't help it, you know. Mm-hmm. And it sucks. I told her, I was like, can you just take the fucking nerves out of all my teeth?
Oh,
and no. She's like, we can't because that's
your teeth will like die, right?
Huh?
I mean, you can't have teeth without nerves in them or without something holding it in.
It doesn't. They don't affect. I asked her about that, and she was like, they don't really do anything for your teeth.
Because
your teeth, they don't grow anymore. They don't go anywhere.
I know they don't grow, but there has to be some reason there's a root.
It's just an alarm system. Really, that's what the nerve, like the nervous system, that's really your alarm system. It's to let you know that shit's going on.
I've only seen my dad, I only saw my dad cry like 3 or 4 times in my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And one of those times...
Was this because of his teeth?
Was because of his tooth. He had a dry socket and it came out. And I'm telling you, Roger, I have never seen someone hit the floor so fast. He was so much in pain. Just cried.
What? I'm not exactly sure what a dry socket is.
A dry socket's like when you get your wisdom teeth pulled out or a tooth pulled out uh-huh. and it has that little layer of scab that forms over it so that it doesn't stop bleeding or uh-huh. so that it does stop bleeding. But if you like suck on a straw or eat something that removes that, that exposes all your like nerves in your jaw to air. And so that happened and like his whole jaw was exposed to like this air.
But I'm kind of confused because when I had I had all my wisdom teeth pulled out at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I did too.
And what they just told me, all I needed to do was bite down. But I thought that when they extracted your tooth, they took the root canal and the
no,
nerves.
There's still an open hole there until it heals up.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Because I don't remember ever experiencing that.
And you got other teethuses.
And I drink soup and everything, like, right after. The only thing she told me was to make sure that I squeezed the gauze that was back there, just so that I could keep the blood from coming out.
When I had my wisdom teeth removed.
But I don't know, how old were you when he did that?
I don't know. He was probably in his 30s.
So I'm sure medicine wasn't as advanced.
When I had my wisdom teeth removed, of course, they give you this like pain medication.
Right.
But in Virginia, it's illegal for someone to pick up the medication for you. You have to be there to sign for it. Girl, how about I was in the pharmacy and I started talking and blood just splattered all over the pharmacist. I was horrified. I couldn't feel my face. So my sister was like, well, you guys can't see this. Of course, this is not a video podcast. But she was like, oh, Ricky, you need a dab. Because I had just like blood like coming out of my mouth. And there was like, it's like spewed all over him. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He's like, stop talking. But I got my medication real quick.
I bet you did.
And I slept. Oh my God, I probably slept for almost 24 hours after that was done.
Really?
I
slept for... So I was actually coming out of the anesthesia as they were...
I was awake when they took mine.
Packing mine, like my mouth. And I was like... I was like, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
I was like... Because, you know, of course, like your first initial... I think most people react this way. You want to get up. Because I don't know why, but for some reason, like...
You think you're dying?
Novocaine or anesthesia, it's like it does that. Most people, their initial... I guess it's because they don't recognize
where they are.
Yeah, so you're like freaking out. You're like, I want to get the fuck out of here. So I got up, and luckily they had just finished. I had someone's hand in my mouth, and they were like, no, hold on. We're almost done with you. We're almost done packing your mouth. And then finally, I sat there, and I was like... And I couldn't see very well. Like, I was still, the medication was still inside of me. So I finally, I was able to, they got me up and they're like, okay, you still you're coming out of it. Like, we just finished, go and they sit you in a room and you have to have someone come pick you up. And so my sister came to pick me up and I was like,
did you tell her you want to be Nicki Minaj?
No,
rapper?
God, no, no. But I remember when I got home, the dentist was like, she was explaining he was explaining to my sister, make sure that he bites down on the gauze for like the next couple days or whatever. And that, or for the next couple hours so that you can get the blood that's coming out.
You can't suck on straws. You can't smoke.
Right. You can't do any of that. And you can't anything that requires you to suck in. You can't do that because the stitching and all that could come out and it could cause.
How did you survive sucking dick like that, though?
Ain't nobody trying to suck dick with open wounds in your mouth. That's what I told you last weekend. I was like, I can't do fucking shit because I can't. I had open sores in my.
Now is the time that the hottest guy in the whole world would hit you up and be
right.
Like,
right. And be like, up? Hey, you wanna suck my dick?
And you're like, I can't.
I did. I told him.
Fine.
I told him, I was like, I can't do anything. I'm like, I have open sores in my mouth because I had dental work done. I can't do anything. I was like, you could come suck me off, but.
Oh, how convenient.
Right. But even then, it's just like, feel like I don't like, I just, I can't. I can't do that. So anyways,
my coworkers think I'm gross because I floss my teeth at my desk.
Oh, I do that all the time.
I'm like, it's my desk and at least I fucking floss my teeth.
Right.
Because 90% of the world probably, 90% of a world that has dental, dentist and a dental system, they probably don't floss their teeth.
My dentist told me what the very first time I met her, she said to me, you have minor gingivitis. She's like, you have a lot of cavities. And she's like, there's nothing I can do for you right now until we get your gingivitis under control. Like, it's your gum line is receding. Like, I went in there and she's like, have you ever been to a dentist? And I was like, when I was a kid, like once. And then she was like, oh, she's like, well, we need to get that under control first before we do anything. So sure enough, I had to go see her once every month for 3 or 4 months. And then finally she was like, okay, Now we can address the issues that you have in your mouth. Like,
I've never had gingivitis.
She's like, now, you know, you have cavities. You probably need braces. We can talk about that later. You need to get your wisdom teeth removed. And so I think it probably took 6 months to get that all under control. Once she was like, you need to floss, because if not, you're going to get gingivitis. Your teeth are going to fall out and you're going to hurt and be in pain. And I'm like, do not want to do that. And then once I got that under control, my teeth have been fine.
All right, let's get out of the dental world, because I'm sure people are like, what the fuck?
Great. This is compelling conversation.
Roger.
Yes.
Josue, can you see?
I have no idea what that's in reference to, but okay.
July 4th. Oh my God, y'all. It's July 4th here in the United States, almost.
Yes.
Friday. No one else cares except for, you know, Americans.
And even then, it's just kind of like, meh.
we became independent. Hot dogs and hamburgers go on sale.
Right. We became independent from
England,
France. I see your underpants.
Oh,
I do see your crack all the time.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, you have to share it. I mean, that's what's addicting about me, my crack.
That's gross.
You don't look away.
No. I unfortunately can't, because there's a lot of it. Yeah.
Don't be jealous of my Grand Canyon.
It's more like Machu Picchu.
Pretty sure Grand Canyon's bigger.
No, right. In width.
I'm sad that I'm bragging.
Anyways.
So we will be celebrating July 4th, not really doing anything, probably. Might go see fireworks somewhere, but our dogs like go super crazy because of the fireworks.
Yeah.
Ivy.
Of course, so Ivy.
Yeah, we have to be here to, you know, hold them and all that stuff. But
a fucking extra ass dog.
It reminds me of like when I was younger and we would go to like our city fireworks and it was like huge.
It thing. Was like pew pew pew.
No, they were really pretty big for the area that I lived in. But
wait,
it was meth labs. It was meth labs. Girl, there's mountains everywhere. We all have to go to one place to look at them.
I was gonna say, didn't you just turn around from the hill that you were in West Virginia?
Virginia, it doesn't work that way. But do you know now, like, people have to donate to the towns, some of the towns and cities, to get fireworks for July 4th? It's not like a thing now. Like, you have to donate money in order for it to happen.
Well, I mean,
ew.
I think it's, I mean, as pretty as some of them may be, I kind of think it's stupid.
It's so un-American.
Well, I mean, so many people lose fingers and shit. Like,
no, I'm talking about real fireworks.
I know what you're talking about.
Not firecrackers and smoke bombs.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's a waste of money. I think if the city wants to do it, then the citizens should pay for it. I don't think that the city should pay for it. I mean, I guess, in essence.
That is my God-given right.
I guess if the city's doing it, you're paying for it in some way, right?
Taxes. Yes.
Exactly. Which I think is stupid. But anyway.
It's stupid that you pay taxes? Because I really hate paying taxes.
Well, you know, the only reason why I hate paying taxes is because I don't feel that my money is being
invested in the right places.
Right. Appropriated in the right places. Right. If you're going to do some, if my fucking money is going to go to education, please, please show me the educated motherfuckers that are coming out of the education system, because clearly they're not being paid enough to teach them to be good, obviously. So,
well, teachers are severely underpaid. I'm not going to argue about that. And the money
that,
is...
You know what? That to me, I'm sorry. That to me, and I don't mean to be offensive to any teachers, because I know we have some teacher listeners, but I'm sorry. There are some teachers that don't deserve to get paid.
I think that is a small percentage. I think most teachers need to be paid more than what they're getting paid.
I think that the teachers that are of a younger generation more than likely should be getting paid a little bit more, just because, like, they're not. Hold on. Let me finish my statement.
Oh, you're about to be ageist up in this bitch.
No, not at all. Because I think that there's a little bit more passion. And the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of teachers who have been in the system for a very long time who are no longer, they don't care. They're there because they're tenured and they get paid regardless. Now, that's not all the teachers that are of a certain age, but usually it happens to, it's one of those disparities where it's like the teachers that have been in the system for so long and then the really new teachers. Those are the ones that are like fucked up. The ones in the middle are like, hey, you know, I'm struggling.
I like my job, but I don't get paid enough.
Right, exactly.
I have to share my EBT card with my students.
Right. You know, and that's sad. I mean, and that happens. And, you know, like I've heard horror stories of teachers who, like I have a friend who's a teacher and he has to purchase like most of his stuff that he wants to do with his kids just to be able to like teach his class. I mean, mm-hmm. like, that's sad. I pay good fucking money to the city of, you know, the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois, and my money is not going to the right places.
Who was I talking to? I think one of my coworkers. When I went to school, we didn't pay for shit. We had crayons, we had paper, we had pencils, we had tissues. We had all that stuff when I was a kid. There was no paying for that.
Nowadays, there are public schools in the city that you literally have to pay them $500 at the beginning of the year so they could provide this shit. I'm sorry, but that to me is infuriating. One, two, it's infuriating. And then in those schools, you have those teachers that don't give a fuck. And I'm sorry, but I just don't think that you should give raises to everybody just because you do a specific job like that. I think that it should be merit-based. I think, and if that's not a solution, then we need to come up with a solution that pays them properly.
What if you're in an area that's not so good? Gang members, like, hanging outside the school, like, hey, seven-year-old, you want to be a gang member? Well, I mean, the areas in Chicago aren't always the best, and I think teachers in bad areas get a bad rap because they can't do anything about their jobs.
No, and you know what, and that really sucks. And I mean, like I could remember, like, you know, and this is some of the issues that were discussed with, like, that one lady that worked in, what was it, Maryland, or was it like Washington D.C.? I think it may have been Maryland, but the Asian lady who made such a hoopla because she literally turned around her entire district on school and the way that teachers were teaching and getting paid, and that, you know, it was fascinating to me how some of these teachers are literally sitting there getting tenured and not doing a goddamn thing to teach these kids. And yet they're getting paid the same amount that someone else is getting paid who's busting their fucking ass. That, to me, I'm sorry, but that there is a huge injustice in that.
Because, so do you think really good teachers should be tipped?
do I think they should be tipped? No.
It's a joke. You don't have to answer it.
No, but I mean, you know, there are fundraisers that they do, and I have donated to that. Oh my God,
so many fundraisers at work.
I've done like the do charities, I think it's called.
I've bought candy bars. I've bought cookie dough. I bought pizza.
I'm not talking about those. I'm actually talking about, like, teachers go on to this website, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it's like Do Charity or
DoGood.com or something.
Something like that, where it's like it's based on teachers that put up these. So, like, I remember, like, one year I donated money to, like, a teacher that wanted to buy instruments for the class, and they had to meet a certain, like, it's, you know, it's kind of like a Kickstarter.
As they canceled the music program the next year.
No, well, I mean, but I think that's the reason why it's based on, you know, you're keeping
that's the sad part.
Right. I mean, it's a broken system. I mean, regardless, I feel like teachers should get paid for their work, but we also need to not forget that there are bad teachers, and those teachers sometimes go under the radar, or sometimes those are the teachers that really you're like, you are starting to celebrate those teachers because they're teachers, but yet they're not doing their fucking job. And I think that you should, if you are starting to feel like you can no longer handle children, or you no longer have the urge to teach some people, like, then you should get out of the system, because all you're doing is creating a horrible environment for a kid to learn. Like, I remember when Oprah did this huge special with that woman I can't remember her name. And with one of the mayors or something like that from,
Lisa Ling.
No. From one of the mayors, I think it was like either New York or something, who also turned around their district's school system. And she was saying that it is absolutely very, very hard to fire a teacher once they're tenured. And she was like, and there were teachers that I knew were not doing well. And their students were proving that by their test scores and blah, blah, blah. And she was just kept going on and on. And she's like, and there's nothing I could do to get rid of them. And she's like, and that's a thing that sucks. And that's the reason why she was
just saying, like the post office.
Right. Ugh, I mean, don't even get me started on the fucking post office or the DMV.
Right. Oh my God, the worst.
The worst. It's like,
I think it's like the automatic. Most
miserable fucking people on the face of this earth.
They are the most overpaid assholes.
Yes, there is. You get paid to be an asshole. That's
right.
I am convinced that that is the job that you apply for. I want to be an asshole.
What do you think the resume says?
I'm an asshole. I am the best asshole for customer service on this planet, I guarantee you.
And I fucking hate everyone.
I hate everyone and anything and everything.
Roger, we got a phone call. Let's move on.
Anyways, I did not mean to offend any teachers.
That doesn't control that, I hope it's not fucked up.
Oh shit.
God.
Hopefully it sounds good.
Nervies ready.
If not, you know what we can do is we can play the playback in our headphones and just repeat the lines.
Or we could just put it out and then people can complain.
Hey boys, it's Laura from Pawnee, Indiana. I realized today that I might have been listening to your show just a little bit too much. Because, as you know, I work with children, and today there was several girls acting up. And I realized that this phrase comes out of my mouth way too much. No, ma'am. No, ma'am, you did not climb on that table. No, ma'am. Over and over. No, ma'am. All day long. And then as you were talking today, I was like, oh, my God, that's where that came from. I'm yelling at them like Ricky Burton. That's amazing. So I just want to say thanks for that. And I'm sure the children just love it. Just love it. And it was great seeing you on Sunday. Hopefully, Charlie and I will make it up to Chicago in the next month or so. Also, hi, Roger. Bye.
Aww. I forgot to mention that I did get to see them on the way back from Ohio.
We got to stop
and have breakfast.
Oh, you all of you guys?
We had breakfast at the Cracker Barrel, also known as the Racist Barrel.
Yeah. So essentially, Whiteville.
Right. And yeah. Tony tried hash brown casserole for the first time, and he was like, this shit is a bomb. He's like, excuse me, this is the bomb.
Excuse me.
Excuse Bomba. Me. Bomba. S to S, la bomba. Bomba.
That's funny. Oh, that's nice. So
thank you for calling,
Lala. Oh, yay. Thank you for calling, Lala. Yeah, so I did not mean to offend any of our teacher friends.
Okay.
Just want to say that.
Well,
Because clearly my mouth gets me in trouble, apparently, as I've learned to find out that, you know, through people. I think I'm going to...
No, go ahead. I'm just collecting thoughts.
Okay. I think I'm going to get rid of all my friends on Facebook. And start all over.
Yeah, sure. Okay. I have to tell you what I witnessed this week at Mariano's.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
In Glenview. Glenview is this area where there's like a lot of rich white people, right?
Oh, God.
And a lot of old people.
A lot of rich white old people.
Right. So have I go
more
to
money than God and don't know what to do with.
But
spend their days at home drinking wine, watching their kids, so they say.
Right. And going to Pilates.
Right.
When they have a babysitter at home. Right. Because their life is hard.
Yes, very
hard. We may have talked about this a couple weeks ago. How about we fucking hate those people? So anyway, I go to Mariano's for lunch. Mariano's is a local grocery store here that, you know, it's just a grocery store. It has like a salad bar and soup bar. And
it's like it tries to be a fancy.
Like Whole Foods, but
kind of
not all that stupid organic shit.
I think it's just as expensive, but I don't, whatever.
So I'm coming out, I get my soup or whatever I'm having, and I'm coming out of the store and I noticed an older guy. You know how in front of the grocery store it has like the fire lanes, mm-hmm. and then it has like the big sidewalk and then you go into the store?
Yeah.
Well, I see an older, like older, I mean like 65 probably. He pulls up onto the sidewalk.
I'm sorry. I'm like, black gentleman?
No, I said 65.
Oh.
An older man.
I thought you said an older black gentleman. Oh. So I was...
You're like, oh, hell no.
I was like, I'm sorry, did you say a black man?
Because you were instantly turned on.
Right, right.
So I see this guy pull up, and then I see another older guy pull up behind him. And I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. So I'm like walking through the door, and the first gentleman gets out of the car, and he has like a DVD, like a couple DVDs in his hand. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I start to pass him and I look, why are they like sun faded porns that had like huge tits on them? And he like just hands them to the other guy in the line behind him, like in the car. It's like a porn trade. And it was like so old that you could barely see what was on the cover. But I saw tits and I saw brown hair. And I'm like, what is happening here? First, you're 65.
Well, you know what? He is getting a wood D.
Secondly, get a computer. And third, get an XTube account. What are you doing? And then the guy, once he saw that I noticed what he was giving him, he was like giving me like the dirty look. I'm like, you're dirty. You're old and you're dirty. Ew. It was just so like, ooh, I know he had dried cum all over his hands or something. Just like nasty. And the other guy in the back car was like this. Like gave a thumbs up. I'm like,
oh. What?
Out in the open, I mean, you can't put that in a bag.
That is exactly what people who have too much money, don't have a day job, and spend their time at home do. They trade porn, faded porn, with their neighbors.
Right. With no bag. With no bag. And you can't go to like an excluded part of the parking lot. I mean, you got to come right up front to the front door where everybody comes in.
Maybe he had
in.
Something to do that was really important. Maybe he had to go make another trade with somebody else.
No, that does not. I mean, it was like drive-up service. It was like door side. Here you go.
It's like the next best thing to Redbox.
It was so gross. And I'm like, oh my god, that guy's gonna go home. And like,
I guarantee you had low hanging balls and a big fat dick.
Why you gotta bring back Big Fatty into the store?
And Big Fatty's hanging from his dick.
Big old balls. I don't just wrinkly and don't
care to know.
Saggy.
Oh, and then they probably stick to like his kneecaps.
Oh my god, mine stick to my legs sometimes. They're like bat wings. If you shine a light up under them, you can see through them.
Oh my god, you're so stupid. I can't with you right now. Anyways,
so apparently people loved the corn story last show.
Oh, I know. I saw. I was like, oh, what?
That was so funny. Like,
condoms and corn.
They I went go back together. And listened to the show just so that I could make sure everything was okay. That doesn't happen a lot, but I did listen because people were like, oh my god, it was so funny. And then like my big fat white girl laugh came out.
The smoker's laugh. Where I'm like, get it together, Mary. It wasn't that funny.
You didn't laugh that hard when he told you? No, you said you were grossed out. You're like, ew, gross. I find it instantly funny.
No, but you know what though? It's funny because when I listen back to it, like I don't I can't believe I'm saying this because I think it's funny. I don't necessarily pick up on my genius.
Okay, you know what? All right, calm down.
My comedic genius until I listen to it. And then when I listen to it, I'm like, oh my God. The first thing that happens is I immediately text Ricky or I send him an email. I'm like, girl, have you listened to the episode? It's fucking hilarious. And I'm literally dying of laughter because I don't like when, like, it's really weird. Like when I listen back to it, I think of like what we were doing when we were talking about it. And I'm like, that wasn't really, like, in the time, it wasn't that funny. But when I listen back to it, it's funny. So, anyway.
I'm not always funny, but when I am, it's when I'm listening to myself the second time.
Right. That's
as exactly Kenny Rogers is like, right. In the meme.
No, it's serious. Like, I don't, like, it doesn't, I don't realize sometimes how funny I am. And so, like.
just.
Toot toot.
Yeah. We got yeah, it. The You're
best
funny.
Thing, the best thing to me is when I get you to laugh really like hard. That's the best. That throws me off. I'm like, I'll sit at the desk and I'll be like, ah! And you're like, why are you laughing? Oh, it's nothing.
No, nothing. I don't do a podcast.
Something I heard on NPR.
Right. You know, because everything on NPR is funny.
Right.
Everything.
A school got bombed
oh,
today.
Oh my God. Last week, they were doing the end of the fiscal year fun drive mm-hmm. for NPR. Oh, I was like,
you're able, because you listen to it on the radio, right?
Yeah.
I don't listen to it anymore because I don't listen to radio since I have podcasts now. I don't listen to it.
Ew,
radio.
No one listens to podcasts. I do, though, because I tweet some of them.
As our bank account
grows, the more I'll start listening.
As our bank account duly noted shows.
I always listen to Big Fatty the first thing in the morning because I know if I'm running late if I haven't gotten to a certain point when a show ends.
Oh.
Because it's only 20 minutes.
Got it. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't. And then I just randomly pick one after that.
So I literally have like 68.
No.
iPod.
Too many.
I have 68. I have 68 podcasts that I listen through.
God.
Luckily enough, they don't all come out like with one. So like my main ones that I listen to are Ross Matthews, and he releases two every week, and they're like about an hour and a half.
Too long.
Catching up.
Past an hour is too long.
Yeah, Pat is my co-pilot. Throwing Shade. But a lot of
which Throwing Shade talked about this week. Have you heard it yet?
No, but sometimes they're not funny, and sometimes I'm like, oh.
Well, they talk about podcasting.
Oh, really?
And they talk about how they hate a show that where people just talk. It has to be have a format. Like Erin said, she would rather chop off all her limbs and sit on a chair that is upside down.
Oh.
Then listen to a podcast that is does not have a like a schedule.
Like a direction or yeah. like sort of like theirs?
Like ours.
But we're funny.
There's a setup. There's they have
segments and they all like some of it like sometimes it's not that funny and you could tell that they're reaching and it's like, "Honey, reach out and touch someone else cuz you're not touching me."
Is this
me.
Because of your comedic genius?
Yeah.
Yes. You know this?
Yes, exactly.
But only after you listen to yourself.
Right. So I have, yes, I have like, I have 67 podcasts that I go through. I don't listen to all of them and not all of them release shows. But, you know.
Can you release me?
I have favorites that I listen to. Like I listen to ours.
Can you? That's like your most favorite, right?
No.
Oh my God, I have to like use the bathroom so bad.
Do you gotta poop?
And we still have 50 minutes or 10 minutes.
I do listen to, I like listening to, my favorites are the ones that are NPR style. So like, you know, like Serial when it was around. And then they have Undisclosed, which is kind of like the follow-up to Serial. And then there's another one that's called the Serial Dynasty that right now.
Oh my God, so much Serial.
I love cereal. It's so good, especially Fruit Loops.
Ew, I don't like the waxy taste you get from that.
No, because if you let it sit in there for too long, it tastes like
that. I'll take Cheerios.
Yeah. No, my favorite is Life cereal. I love that.
Oh, okay. You mean an actual cereal, not like a podcast.
You see how I did that? I was like, you see the comedic genius that had,
but
you
I didn't can't laugh.
Receive it.
I didn't.
Because you didn't receive it properly.
Did anyone else laugh?
About 10 crickets. Of our listeners are probably crickets. Going,
ah! Oh, that's cute. You think we have 10 listeners.
Right? All two of our
We have listeners. A new listener, though, from Twitter.
Yes, we do.
And from his cartoon icon, he looks kind of cute.
Right. Although he didn't follow me back after I followed him.
Oh, snap. He followed me.
Oh, well, whatever.
Let's get his name. Let's mention him and see if he only tweets in Spanish. So wherever he is from.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think we're talking about the same person then. I'm talking about the one that sent us a message saying that he discovered us by.
Yeah. Alfredo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see.
Oh, no. He does English and Spanish.
Girl, you be throwing lies on people.
Well, when I went to go look, there was only Spanish. But
oh, well, maybe he was having a conversation with somebody in Espanol.
Oh, my God. He's like got some nice pictures on here. He looks like a cartoonist, maybe. Maybe. I don't know his little icon. I'm like, ooh, you're cute. Hey, Alfredo. Love your sauce.
Stupid. Oh, my God. You're so dumb. Oh, he's cute. I like his glasses, if that's him. No, I don't think that's him.
No, I think that's like a listener. I think that's his calendar.
I was going to say, I think this is him. Oh, but let me tell you, I like Alejandro Mexicano, pinche Mexicano. He's cute. I think I'm going to follow him.
Wait, does that mean fucking Mexican?
Yeah. It means fucking Mexican, which I love. Oh,
oh, he is cute. Look at his picture right here.
Oh, girl, where?
Oh, he's got a beard.
He needs to follow me.
Look, he's cute. Yeah.
Really, oh, he's cute.
Suck cute.
Suck cute, Alfredo. You know that's my dad's name.
Oh, he's originally from Guadalajara, Mexico.
That's where my dad's from.
The land of tequila. He's passionate about drawing as many.
Oh, girl, he's real cute.
Hey. Hi, Alejandro. We love you. Oh, wait, Alfredo. I'm sorry. I get my names mixed up.
Stupid.
I get my Spanish boys' names mixed up.
Well, Mr. Alfredo.
He's my new favorite, Alfredo Sauce.
I think you pronounce his last name as Alfredo.
We don't say his last name.
Oh, okay.
Well, it is public, so I guess it doesn't matter.
No, we're not going to say his last name.
So thank you for listening, and thank you for following, and we really appreciate it.
Please follow me back on...
We think you're totes cute.
Twitter.
Thank you.
That's my name.
Thank you to Jay for hitting us up. Charles, Miss Bacon... Baron Frosty, Bryce Lee, thank you.
Thank you. Thank
the Pride you. 48 quotes, they've been quoting our show. That's pretty fun.
Oh, I know. I kind of love that. I don't know. I see some.
That's could another... you put bars on the shower bathroom? Girl, ain't nobody trying to see you in the bathroom.
Again, I recognize my comedic genius and I laugh.
Is it really funny if you laugh at yourself?
I'm not laughing at myself, asshole. I'm laughing with myself.
You're laughing with yourself, which is probably me, worse. Myself, and I.
Which is probably worse.
It's scary. What do you got going on this weekend, Roger?
Oh, my God. We need to talk about not a damn thing.
We're not. Okay. No barbecues? No.
Nope. Not a damn thing, which is kind of nice. Although I am taking care of the dogs this weekend.
Do you have Monday off?
Yes. No, I don't. I have to work.
Closer to the mic.
I have to work.
Thanks.
I was close to the mic.
No, just because your lips are that close doesn't mean your whole mouth is that close. Because your lips stick out all the way out here. Thank Wait, you? You were almost offended. You were really offended.
I will take it as a compliment. I was like, wait, my mouth was closed.
You were about to be so offended. And then I was like, your lips are all the way out here. You're like, thank you.
Anyways, yes, I have to take care of the dogs till Tuesday. So I'll be in Evan.
You'll be in the areas.
Yeah, well, till Wednesday. But yes, I'll be in the areas. That's it. How about you?
My coworker asked me if I wanted to go to Rib Fest with her on Saturday.
Oh, that's fine.
I might go. I don't know. I really don't do the whole hang out with coworkers thing outside of work because I don't like to mix personal life with work, even if they're cool people that
I know you're kind of weird. You're kind of weird about that. I don't know.
I don't like it because my previous past.
Oh, you've had experiences. Yes, but
where
it's different.
You have a friend, you have a friend, they're your best friend, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'm getting a write up because you fucking told on me.
Well, that's why you have to pick and choose.
On something I did outside of work.
That's because you need to pick and choose who your friends are.
So I choose not to have any.
Oh. So you're that hateful motherfucker that everybody walks by and be like, ugh, she is not.
No,
friendly.
I talk to everybody all day long, but don't ask to be on my Facebook, don't ask to be on my Instagram. Don't ask me for my Twitter name, and don't ask me for my telephone number, and don't ask to text me, message me.
Oh.
You can look at me, and you can speak to me at work, but only about work items. I'm
just
so fun.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to work with me?
No. No, because you know I would probably set your ass straight. When I'll be the one that'd be like, oh, hey, close the door, and be like, now, listen here, right. Motherfucker.
All of our conference rooms are glass.
And, oh my God, that's even better. Like, they're going to be like, no, the best part about it is like, he sends me an email.
Oh shit.
And I'll respond to him and say something like I'll be like, oh my God, you're such a fucking whore. I literally will say that. And he'll be like, girl, this is work email. I'm like, what the fuck? You got like Nazi spying over your email as it comes in? Scrubbing it down.
I don't do that. Not on my work email.
Oh, girl, I swear I've been down on my work email.
You have to remember the type of organization I work for.
Well, true. However, I will tell you that my organization, we have two orientation when you first start working there. And the second orientation is like about like sexual harassment and all that stuff.
Email etiquette.
Yes. And the first thing he says is when you are using the company email, it is not to be used for personal usage.
Right.
Like it should be communication from internal, whatever. And he's like, and I understand that some people, you know, like you get comfortable and you want to like email your friends back and forth and use it as your only email. He's like, but just remember, we are always watching you.
Was he cute?
What does that matter? But yes,
well, if he's always watching you, then okay.
Not him, but like, you know, they're always like monitoring and stuff. Like my sister's email, like if I email her at her work and I use a swear word, the system will reject the email.
Right.
It will literally be like, plonk, you can't. Yep, there was offensive language in this email.
Yeah.
That kind of sucks because then I guess it's not, it doesn't suck. I think you have to be more creative with
how you use a curse word.
No, if you have like a customer who's upset with you, like I guess the customer has to be more creative because it'll reject us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, you can space it out.
I have like my personal email up on my computer and I use that, but I will not send it through. Like, if I'm using my work email, I'll probably tell you, let's switch it over. Or I switched over automatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have your work email address, too. And sometimes I've caught myself, oh, let me just send him a short message. And then 48 messages later, you fucking whore, slut, bitch, cunt comes up. Oh, hi, my boss is right here.
I know. It's just like I can't help myself.
All right, so we're at an hour. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say that we should do at least a half hour show because we have to talk about, it's a must we talk about Donald Trump. Like we have
to talk
about
it. It's going to be old news.
No, it's not. We need to take it still. Do you not? Do you know how much he has
lost
already?
How could this really affect you? I mean, you're Mexican. Who cares? We'll talk about it on the next show, but I have to go poop first. Great. Can we go?
Yes.
This is Ricky.
Yes.
And this what I'm going to say when a poop comes and plops on the water. Yes.
That's so gross. And this is your local Mexican, near and far, wherever you are. I am there.
Hopefully when you listen to that the second time, it's funny.
Yeah. Totes.
Bye, you guys.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton. Or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, left at yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Significant others.
Testing, testing. One, two, three. Testing, testing. One, two, three. While we wait for the intro to test, it's going to work. One. Roger never has it ready. No. You should use your email to play it instead.
No.
Or make a playlist.
I did make a playlist.
Okay. What happened to it?
Oh, where the hell did the song go?
All right, I'm going to stop this.